are sleeping, two children, a wife. I kiss the air above their heads and step into the night. The highway quiet, the loading dock alive. With the kind of men who understand what it means to drive. Your body passes preference for the sake of something solid. Something called a mortgage, something called a promise. You made when you said I do, and then kept on saying. With the alarm and the steel-toed boots and the paying for it of a life you're building in the dark. My daughter left me a drawing on the dashboard yesterday. A horse and what I think is me, or maybe it's okay. If it's just a person, yellow circle head and stick arm, she wrote daddy underneath in letters like small farms of alphabet, uneven and entirely sincere. I drive with it taped up where I can see it clear in the rear view on the bad nights when the shift runs long. And the body says enough, and the mind says hold on. The night shift doesn't know your name or your daughter's drawing. The night shift doesn't care about your back or your morning that you'll sleep through. It just needs the hours you've got. Night shift lullaby, I'm singing it to them while they're sleeping and I'm working at the hem of day and dark. Night shift lullaby, everything I give into the dark comes back to them in daylight, small but real. Night shift lullaby, father's midnight deal, I'll take the hours nobody else wants. I'll sing this night shift lullaby, all fronts of exhaustion for the ones who sleep. My boy is 7 and he thinks I'm a superhero, because I work all night. Bless his heart, he doesn't know the actual texture of the heroism, which is not dramatic but is stubborn. Is the same thought every night. This is what I chose, and these are who I chose it for. Not glamorous, not glory, not what Hollywood explores as the masculine. Just tired and reliable, and there, showing up and showing up and showing up with care. Night shift lullaby, all fronts for the ones who sleep. I'll teach you higher and allow resentment, how to love with love without the need of other people's feelings, how to hold your grief without it making you go cold. I'll teach you how to say I'm sorry first. I'll teach you how to love through the worst of seasons, how to stay when staying is the harder call. I'll teach you how to get back up each time you fall, and not to make the falling mean too much. I'll fail you in the ways all fathers fail their sons, in the ways I can't predict, the unintentional ones that show up in therapy at 35. When you're finally honest about being alive and what it cost, and I'll ask your forgiveness then, the way I hope my father will ask mine. And when you give it real, the way I'm learning to, because forgiveness is the only thing that's true between two people who have loved imperfectly. Letter to a son not born yet, here's the ending. Letter to a son not born yet, I'm still learning.